Hello, our friends, Evolutionary Energy Arts family.
Why, hello there. Welcome back.
Welcome back, guys. And thank you, Lori, and thank you, Will, our newest Patreon family members.
Indeed. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you, helping to keep us fighting against the darkness that's out there. Oh, boy. Okay, so Niger. New Nigerian government has said the people of our nation must be prepared for no sleep in the coming days ahead. Nigerian army declared to France that its diplomats have 24 hours to leave, or the government of Niger will seize all military bases and the French embassy. France has declined that. They've also basically given the same info out to the U.S. So this very well may be a direct confrontation because, again, you know, Russia and China are basically behind those who are doing the coup. And, you know, the old structure that was in place was NATO proxies. And so here, as we see here, protesters threatened to storm French military base in Niamey. Hundreds of protesters gathered outside the French military base. They threatened to storm it if troops did not leave Niger within a week. Yeah, it's tense. You have Algeria standing firm, rejecting France's request to fly over its airspace for a military operation against Niger. Algeria hasn't forgotten the brutality of French colonialism. And, you know, this is the thing, again, to keep in mind. And when we look through history, we find this is just, it's just always repeating itself. It's just that the oppressed end up becoming oppressors, and then there's a new one that comes in. It never ends.
No, it doesn't. So, I mean, so they've asked the French to leave, and basically they're sitting there saying, no, we don't want to leave. We're comfortable. Is that really? They're going to do that? That's crazy.
Yeah. So, you know, what it's going to be, again, this is heading down the road to direct military confrontation. Yeah, we were just listening to some forecasts from the Vedic astrological standpoint of what September is going to bring, and, you know, the last week of this month, and then into October. And, you know, there's one conjunction that has not happened at all the whole time of the U.S.'s existence that's going to be coming. Again, key points. We are at a key place in time. Cindy did channel. We had a couple channelings come through in the last 48 hours. And, you know, they were substantial, and they were more about a reaffirmation. We'll go into greater detail on Heart's Ohm with a lot of this. But again, a reaffirmation. We're not alone through these times. And we are here for soul growth, and we are going to have the opportunity for a lot of soul growth. What does that mean? Well, that means that, you know, we understand this is a roller coaster ride. Well, it's going to get pretty hairy. It's going to get really hairy.
Just keep in mind, you guys, difficult times builds character. It builds great character. So we have to see everything really from that brighter side. And that's how we carry through this life. And when it gets difficult, you know, think of the good things. They're always there. We just have to shift our focus sometimes.
Yeah. And we were having a discussion with another beloved family member. Hey there, Special K. And as we were discussing, you know, for many of us, the main point in time that we came into this world to be at a certain place in a certain time, well, it's starting now. This is kind of like the go time. And so, you know, this is really where, you know, there's just so many cliches you could bring up. But this is where we really get to kind of prove ourselves in a spiritual sense. You know, what are you going to do when somebody is putting out their hand for help, when somebody is in trouble? You know, again, we have to be aware of what's going on. We can definitely turn off our technology, and I would advise doing that. But at the same time, you want to kind of build your senses so that you know when something feels off. Listen to the little voice. Does something feel off? Then feel into it a little bit more.
Definitely. It is a time to find your center and get quiet and hear that small voice, because it's definitely something that's going to help carry us through the difficult times.
And all airports in Moscow, this was from last night, were in lockdown again for the second day in a row due to incoming drone swarm attacks on the city. This is, again, some of that newer technology that we will see in this war upon the world that is underway. Again, it's a war on humanity. It's a war on all life, really, ultimately. And there's never a lack of money to fund weapons and violence and all the tools of war, and yet then there's not resources when it comes to feeding people, clothing people, housing people, helping people to go ahead and become self-sufficient, take care of themselves and others. What are we looking at here? We're looking at chaos in France. And France has over 751 no-go zones, i.e. areas of land ruled by, let's just say, certain groups. Again, we understand what happens in Mexico with, these cabals, these dark mafioso, these beings that are all about profits and they don't care about anybody, and they will kidnap people, they will do all sorts of acts of atrocity. They're obviously gun runners and drug runners, and France has a lot of the same things going on, and there are so many people newly in many of the European countries and the U.S. that weren't there a little while ago, and it's very purposeful. And again, it doesn't mean that all immigrants, migrants, have agendas other than simply bettering their lives. No, but at the same time, there are always forces that are looking for an opportunity to take advantage of people. And if you wondered if the world is getting crazier, it sure is. You have three people shot during a White Sox game at Chicago. Yeah, attention fans, due to technical issues. Yeah, gunshots. The game is canceled. You'll get a refund. You might want to evacuate now. Yeah, it's hitting like everywhere we look, and it seems to be hitting all at once now. I mean, we've had so many of these incidents over the years. They all seem to be increasing. Over here, multiple injuries reported, numerous shots fired during a high school football game. This is in Oklahoma.
Oh, man.
Everybody get down, because gunshots. You hear the gunshots going off.
What's happening? I have no idea what's happening. What is going on?
So, this is Choctaw, Oklahoma. One teen killed, four people injured following shootings at Oklahoma high school football game. So we have a Chicago White Sox baseball game. We have a high school football game over in Oklahoma. Here we have a festival in Dorchester, Massachusetts. Seven people shot, several people arrested, multiple guns recovered. Shooting broke out in a Caribbean festival in Boston. This is just craziness that's going on, and there are technologies that can trigger this. The mayor over in Jacksonville, Florida, confirms number of fatalities following a shooting inside a Dollar General. And the person was also just shooting at random cars going by. We've seen that numerous times now. And it's not just the U.S., obviously. Argentina, you have suburbs of Buenos Aires on fire. Picketers pelting it with Molotov cocktails. Robberies are rampant in Argentina. The same stuff we're seeing in L.A. and San Francisco and so many areas, with just these flash mobs going in and just stealing everything all at once. And it's just chaos. Chaos is rampant, and that's a big blast there, as you can see. This is over near Bucharest in Romania. A powerful explosion at a gas station. That's an insane explosion One person died, 30 injured, and the fire spread to other buildings. Yeah, the world is on fire. Pacific Northwest has moved preparedness level 5, the highest level. 64 new fires in the region, 24 hours. They want us to think this is all just simply spontaneous global warming. It's all spontaneous combustion going on. No, this is completely premeditated. And this quote is saying, using the same strategy in Canada as in Lahaina, police blocking people from getting out of areas. As you see, you know, nobody can go by. See, people won't question orders. What's that? You know, ours is not to question why. Ours is but to do or die. You better question or you might find yourself doing the latter.
Right. I mean, which brings me to yesterday, we put up a video, and I want to just try to be very mindful of people's privacy. But I did receive a text from someone that wasn't very far from that certain refinery fire, and they were in charge of other beings there, and they were kind of cornered. And I really have to say a huge thank you to so many people, because I did text other people to send prayers and send energy to that situation, that it gets a good outcome, a positive outcome, because of that very reason. You know, I mean, this person was allowing these people to leave as they needed to, you know, to go with someone else who had a vehicle. He wasn't forcing them to stay anywhere. So he used his own mind, his own heart. Everything turned out really well. And I just want to say a huge thank you to everyone who helped with that. You guys know who you are.
Putting our intention out there, it cannot be underestimated. As you're finding in Northern California hospitals, going back to the dates for men, it's actually all over the place. Because now, you know, we're seeing so many of these parrots. They are parrots. They just come up and you see all these tweets. Did you see the temperature today? Yeah, we understand it's been hot in certain areas. Certain areas it hasn't. But, you know, climate change. Now they're all saying, oh, here comes another wave of the plague upon the land. They're all tweeting in unison, as if it's not suspicious. Again, they must think the world is full of just idiots with no intelligence at all. It's pretty darn obvious what's going on. And by the way, JB is going to ask Congress for funding for a new ouchie. Oh, yeah. Here you go. Because, you know, yeah. And they're going to recommend, you know, certain things. And again, it's beyond obvious. And we were talking about Fukushima, and did you know that they were also looking to dump radioactive rainwater into the Hudson? Yeah, so far it's been blocked. It's just, again, this system that's in place is anti-life, and that tells you everything about, really, who is this system run by? Well, it's not run by anything that's ultimately alive.
No, it's not. I mean, that's the sad truth of it, that this entity, it's jealous of anything that's alive. It's very jealous of the emotional aspect of being alive, because we did come down here to express our emotions, to feel our emotions. And it's like this entity wants that. So really what I see with this thing is it's very jealous, you know. And you remember that quote in the Bible, I am a jealous God. So you have to think about that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And again, maybe this is why they view that we're all so unintelligent, that we can't simply take a statement like that. I am a jealous God, which obviously denotes that there's others. And then you have monotheism. Well, there's only one God, but you just said you're a jealous one. Right. That denotes others. I mean, it's just so basic. It's just so simple. And yet, it flies over the head of so many. It's a sad thing that we are all so conditioned to be running on that wheel so fast just to pay your taxes, which, again, you know, taxation in and of itself is it's the actions of a parasite. It's parasitic. And everything about these entities, these controllers, and that they serve is completely parasitic. Why? Because ultimately AI doesn't have a life of its own. And it's, as Cindy said, quote unquote, jealous, even though it doesn't have human emotions, will never have those type of emotions. And, you know, again, it's just, it seems like all it wants to do is literally suck the life from the living. And that's what the IRS does. They're blood-sucking leeches. And it's the same with all the other countries around the world with the taxation. It's parasitic. And we're waking up to the fact that, wow, we have okayed so many things that are just not okay. It's a big, big wake-up call for humanity right now. As you have the former director at NASA, he says that unidentified flying objects are real and maybe unfriendly advanced technology. Yeah, they are going to push the unfriendly. And, you know, the reality is if they say somebody's unfriendly, they're probably friendly. And the ones that they say are really going to come and help us are not the ones that are going to come and help us. They're the ones that have been prosecuting and persecuting us the whole time. This is part of the big reveal. So many people will just simply say, oh, it's going to be a fake alien invasion. And in their minds, then it means all aliens are not real. Yeah, that's kind of, you know, they're happy with you thinking that because ultimately the extraterrestrials that are controlling the planet are just that. They're extraterrestrials. And when we talk about all those that have been perceived to be gods, that's all they've ever been the whole time. Beings with more technology, more understanding of how this universe works and how their matrix works.
You know, I kind of look at it as if someone is going to be in your life or if you're going to be exchanging energy, it should be like a positive exchange. It should be a feeding exchange. Like, you know, if you have chickens and you love on them and you take good care of them and you feed them healthy food, good food, you're going to have the best eggs ever. That's not parasitic. You know, I mean, everything should feed itself in a certain way. And if there's things in your life that are going on that it's simply being a drain and it is not adding happiness to your life, but it is pulling you down, those are the things that we need to look at. I'm not saying get rid of them, but maybe there needs to be adjustments because we all deserve to be happy and healthy and live a full life. Like this guy, he's just enjoying life. And, you know, he might be receiving love, but you guess what? This guy, he gives like probably tenfold in return, I'm sure.
Absolutely. So we did a video on EE Arts, and I believe we'll put this on EE Arts too, talking about timelines. And there's a lot of key events, you know, coming up ahead. And as I've said before in multiple videos, I think that perhaps the most challenging time period, the most intensely challenging time period is the time period of the latter part of 2023, like the last quarter, 2024 in its entirety is going to be very, very challenging. And then it's going to shift. There's going to be different types of challenges. It'll still be challenging all the way to 2030. But again, I think there's going to be more of a division at that point, where people are clearly working together outside of the system. They understand that there's the system. Okay, whatever the percentage of the population is that bought it out and went ahead and just said, I can't resist that. What am I gonna do? I guess I gotta go and just do what they say. That's what they're counting on. And there will be a percentage of the population that does that. But at the same time, there's going to be more and more people working together on the side, behind the scenes, working in more of a community setting. You know, you're not going to find salvation really from any one politician that's all of a sudden going to appear. They want to give us that whole savior syndrome. They want you waiting for a savior because, you know, again, well, what am I going to do? I'm just one person. I'll wait for Jesus to come back. I'll wait for the second coming of Camelot. I'll wait for, you know, somebody from one of these, you know, rich families to all of a sudden develop a conscience and really want to change the system that's fair, so it'll be fair to all of us. No, we have to do this by creating alternatives to the system so that eventually the system implodes and just basically withers away like a vine that's been pulled from the roots.
Right. Well, it holds itself up because of us. And I think once we realize that, and then we have, because we have to realize it, and then we have to make alternative options, because it's not like you can just pull yourself out of the system. So many people need it right now. But the recognition is where we can start. And, you know, I just want to say a huge thank you to all of you guys, because I know that you guys understand the power of good intention and prayer. And I really think that this is going to help a whole lot of people pull through in situations that they might otherwise not. Just really understand how important your energy really is.
So in the greater scheme of things, you know, we're coming to the end of their rule. And, you know, again, that's the greater scheme of things, because we're looking when we're talking about thousands of years here. So, you know, it might not come quick enough for all of us, but it is coming. It is coming. And at the same time, this is the time to be as prepared as possible. And where do we start in our preparations? Well, every day by the spiritual side. So with us, it means, okay, we're going to go do our mantras, our meditation, and then Qigong, yoga. And then we start with our work and whatever that work is. And right now, you know, there's a lot of work for, you know, getting ready to do as much growing of our own food as possible and, you know, planting and all that and making connections. I mean, today we were out there at the farmers markets. I was out there yesterday, you know, as well at a different one, and making connections, getting to know people, talking to them about what they do and what makes them excited. And, you know, basically, I guess you would say that's networking, but networking for the future to know, you know, well, who can we help in order to help others, and who will be there to help us as well?
Indeed.
As always, guys, thank you for your support on Ko-Fi and Patreon. God bless and namaste.
Namaste.